Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us this morning for the time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we're so grateful that you have taken the time to join us, and we're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started with the call in just a moment. Please take this time to just reflect on the goodness of the Lord as we prepare the atmosphere for this time of prayer.
Started in just a moment.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 37:3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Shall there thy dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pay. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that the day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. The sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is bigger than the riches of any wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright until their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time and in the days of death. They shall be satisfied, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as a fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked bar and pay not again, but the righteous show mercy and give it. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. And yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever.
The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. I have read Psalms 37, verse 3, to begin our time of intercessory prayer on this morning. Thank you again for all of those of you that have joined in with us on today. We're going to open the lines just for a moment, just in the event that there are prayer requests. So give me just a moment as I open up all the lines. I want to be able to take your prayer request this morning. So do you have any prayer concerns for you to voice them at this time?
Praise the Lord. I'm going to take it then that there are no prayer requests this morning.
Can you repeat yourself? I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear what you were saying. So did you ask for us to give you all prayer requests?
I was stating, are there any prayer requests at this time?
Just one for me. I have a close family member that's in the hospital. Her name is Aunt Mert. She's in intensive care, so if we can lift her in prayer, that'll be good.
Okay, and her name is Mert?
Yes.
Okay, we will certainly do that. Thank you so much. Are there any other prayer requests as we begin to go before the Lord this morning?
We're praying for the Hall family, of course, Lady Vanessa Hall, Pastor Vanessa Hall, in the passing of Bishop Stephen B. Hall. So we're praying for not only his wife, but their children and their gospel community.
Yes. Amen. Certainly we will remember them in prayer and continue to remember those who have lost loved ones in prayer. Thank you for bringing that out. Thank you so much. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Sharon, I think you're on the line. Is that right?
Yes. Good morning.
Amen. So we're going to ask Anjali to open us up, followed by Sharon, and I will come back and close us out. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask for those of you that are on the line to just be praying along with us while your phone is on mute, and then, you know, there's going to come a time when I'm going to release the line where we're going to release a sound of praise together as one unit, and I will let you know when that is. And so right now we're going to ask Anjali to go ahead and take this time to open us up in this time of
prayer. Hallelujah. We bless your name. God, we give your name the glory this morning. We thank you this morning, Father, that you are here with us in the midst, Father. We thank you, oh God, that we were able to open our eyes this morning. God, that our mind is set on you this morning, oh God. Oh God, that our mind has the willingness to pray. Our mind has the willingness to commune with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. This morning, oh God, we are asking that you lift up heavy hearts on this morning, oh God. Oh God, that all that are a part of the bereaved, oh God, all those that are suffering, all those that are weary, oh God, those that are weary and well-doing, oh God, those that are amongst us that might be sick, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are the lifter of our heads, oh God, that you are our burden bearer, oh God, that you are our heart fixer, our heart mender, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we are calling on the I am of you, oh God, we are calling that whatever that we need that I am begin to show up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you this morning for being I am, we thank you, oh God, for being Emmanuel, we thank you for being God with us this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying globally this morning, we are praying for our brothers and sisters across the waters, oh God,
in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they too can begin to experience the I am of you, oh God. Oh God, this morning we thank you, oh God, for the sound that shall be released, oh God, that the prophetic winds of change have come, oh God, that the prophetic winds are beginning to blow, oh God, like never before, oh God. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we're asking, oh God, that you go into the hospital rooms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, go into ICU, oh God, go into surgery rooms, oh God, guide the hands of the doctors, oh God, give them diagnoses this morning, oh God, give them cures to diseases, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we know that you are a healer, oh God, so God, we ask that you begin to heal now, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, oh God, we thank you, oh God, of how the sound is going from globe to globe, oh God, from country to country, from state to state, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the sound resound in this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, God, begin to consume everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we are covering our senior community this morning, we are covering, God, as the weather changes, oh God, that their joints and their bones be anointed, oh God, that they shall have heat in their homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we ask for financial things that belong to them be released, Father, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we are thanking you, oh God, that there's a changing of the guard happening, God, we thank you for the prophetic timing of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we thank you that you're in our school systems, oh God. Oh, God, that this morning that human and sex trafficking, oh, God, would not continue to occur, oh, God, that you've got your hands in the black market, oh, God. Oh, God, that grace and mercy, oh, God, would come to those that try to take our children, oh, God. Oh, God, let them have a change of mind this morning. Let them release those, oh, God, that are bound, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, for every murderous spirit, oh God, that's running rampant in the earth, oh God. Oh God, we curse it now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God, that you're present with us, that you're speaking to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're still walking with us, oh God, that you haven't left us alone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, take us deeper in prayer, oh God. Give us the words to say, oh God. Teach us how to wait on you, God. Teach us how to lament. Teach us how to walk, oh God. Oh God, this morning, we put ourselves on the altar this morning. We call forth every intercessor, oh God. Oh God, all of us that are tired in our bodies, we ask, oh God, this morning, oh God, that you renew life in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to every intercessor, oh God, all across this world, oh God, revive us again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, don't let us stop speaking, don't let us stop declaring, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, yes, Lord, oh God, we need you in this hour, we need you on every move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so God, this morning, I ask that you go into our bloodlines, that you go into our bloodstreams, oh God, we cancel cancer, oh God, we cancel blood pathogens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, HIV and AIDS, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hypertension and high blood pressure, diabetes and Crohn's, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you go into migraine headaches, oh God, because you said you'll be there in the midst of us when we call your name, so this morning, oh God, we are calling your name, that's a healer, oh God, the mind regulator, the blesser, oh God, we know that you're able, oh God, this morning, we ask, oh God, this morning, that you go into our governmental systems, oh God. God, we ask this morning that you lead our elections, oh God. Oh God, that you're with us, oh God. That your hand begins to trouble the waters, oh God. In the sound. We thank you for the hour of the sound, oh God, that we shall be led by sound and not by what we see, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that the sound shall come like a clarion call, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we give your name the glory and we give your name the honor.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, oh God. We bless you this morning. Thank you for the sun that rose on this morning. God, we give you glory today. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us the privilege to be in the land of the living. Thank you, oh God, that you held back the hand of terrorism. Thank you, oh God, that you kept us in the midst of this coronavirus. Thank you, O God, that you didn't allow us, O God, man, to consume itself. But God, you have been merciful unto us. And so this morning, we want to tell you thank you. Before we ask you for anything, God, we want to tell you thank you. We lift our hands, we lift our voices, we lift our heart unto you, O God. You have been gracious unto us. You are great, and you are great. There is none like you in all of the earth, O God, and none certainly that we can't compare to you. And so, God, this morning we are pulling on you because you are our great God. You are our merciful God. You are our healing God. You are our delivering God. You're the saving God. You're the God that we're beside you. There's none other. If we search the heavens on high or we search under the earth, oh God, we know there's none that compare to you. So this morning we want to give you your glory. We bow ourselves down to you, oh God, to give you your praise. It's all due you, oh God. And so we say out of our lips, there is none like you, and God, that we need you. We say out of our lips, oh God, be the God that sits high and looks low. We're asking you, oh God, this morning that you would bend your ear, that it won't be too heavy, that you won't hear our prayer. Oh God, that your hand won't be too short, that you won't be able to help us, oh God. And so, God, we come standing in the gap, in the need of prayer. Your people, oh God, those that you have created in your image, we are standing this morning asking you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace. God, we have become a people that's broken. We have taken your laws, oh God, from out of our courts. We have taken, oh God, your prayer from out of our schools. We have dismissed you, oh God, it from our homes, oh God, and even our churches. But God, we need you. We need you like never before, oh God. So we are calling on you. We're standing in the gap. We are in a place, oh God, of brokenness, oh God, of ungodliness. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you. We're asking you, oh God, for your mercy. We're asking you, oh God, for your grace, that you would visit us, oh God. Deal with us, that you would help us. Oh God, we have become a people that are right in our own eyes. We have done things, oh God, that's pleasing to our own flesh. Oh God, we have acted in ways that have been so ungodly. God, racism, oh God, prejudice, God, anger, bitterness, just disparities amongst races. God, we are calling on you this morning. We're asking you, oh God, that you would be the God of your people, that God, you would deal with the soul of man. We're asking you, oh God, that you would forgive us, oh God, for all of our unrighteousness. We're asking you, oh God, that you would wash and cleanse us from all filthiness, oh God. Those things, oh God, that we have embraced and that we have taken on to be what's right, God, we need you, oh God, in this minute and in this hour to deal with your people. Help us, dear God. Wash all the filthiness and all the unrighteousness from us, oh God. Deal with our heart. Cause our heart, oh God,
to become a heart of flesh, oh God, that our heart become a heart, a tender heart, that you can deal with it, oh God, that you can turn it, oh God, that you can create in it, in us, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. God, we are asking you on this morning. We need you like never before. We are standing, oh God, in the gap. God, for your people. Oh God, we know that you're a God that sits high. We need you, God, to look low. We have become low in our ways, oh God, low in our behaviors. We've become people, oh God, that we're sure we can't even identify. So we know that you can't identify, oh God. We don't look like you. We don't act like you, oh God. And we certainly do not treat each other right. But God, we need you to intervene on our behalf. We need you, oh God, to change us, oh God, change our ways, our thoughts, oh God. So this morning, we're asking you as your people that you would bind our mind to the mind of Christ, oh God, that you would bind our will to the will of Christ, oh God, that you would bind our ways, oh God, to the ways of Christ. Help us, dear God, to be who you have called us to be, who you have destined us to be, oh God. Help us in this hour, oh God, to change our ways, to turn from our wicked ways, oh God. We have repented before you this morning, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy. We're asking you, oh God, that you would change those things that are not pleasing to you, that are in us, oh God, that you will wash us, oh God, our hearts and purify it. Oh God, this morning we are calling on you, oh God, because we need you. We need you like never before. We're standing in the gap, oh God, for those that have done some evil things. We're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with the heart and the mind of the rapist, oh God, the child molester, the kidnapper, the human trafficker, oh God, the thief and the robber. We need you, oh God, to deal with the mindset and the heart, oh God, of the murderer, oh God, even of the wicked leaders that are in high places. God, we ask that you would bring it down. We pray this morning, oh God, that your kingdom will come and that your will be done. We pray, oh God, that even for those that we feel don't deserve your mercy, we pray, oh God, that you would pour your mercy out on them, oh God, that they would find your salvation, that they will find deliverance, that they will find healing, oh God. For we recognize that those that are hurt, hurt others. So God, we asking you this morning that you would deal with the hurt of the soul of man, that you would deal with those, oh God, that are wicked in high places, that you would deal with our enemies, oh God. You said this morning that you would be in your word, that you would be an enemy to our enemy and an adversary to our adversary, oh God. And so, God, this morning, just like you said it in Exodus, God, we need you to be our enemy to our enemy now. God, we need you like never before. God, we're praying this morning. We're praying for salvation. We're praying, oh God, for deliverance. We're praying, oh God, that the mind, oh God, of man would change. We're praying that our eyes would be open to the truth. We're praying that our hearts would be pliable, oh God, that our heart would be a heart of flesh, oh God, that we would be sensitive to each other and to others, oh God, those that are far and those that are near. God, we are praying for mankind. We need you, God, like never before. We're asking you, oh God, to do what only you can do, because we can't even do it for our own selves. God, we asking that you would change, oh God, a nation, that you would change your people, that you would change our hearts,
oh God, and let it become a heart, oh God, of love, a heart, oh God, that encompasses, oh God, forgiveness, our heart, oh God, that will encompass, oh God, patience and endurance and tolerance for each other. Help us, oh God. We become enemies of our own selves. We become enemies of humankind, oh God. And so we need you to deal with us and help us, oh God. Change us, oh God, from unrighteousness to righteousness. Change us, oh God, from being vessels of dishonor to being vessels of honor. We're asking you now in the name of Jesus, oh God, the powerful name of Jesus, the name where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. God, whatever we've gotten wrong, help us, oh God, in this hour to get right. Teach us, oh God, how to walk according to your will and your word. Help us, oh God, to walk and to choose the path of righteousness, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to lend ourselves to the Holy Spirit, oh God, so that we can do what's right according to your will and your purpose. Oh God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would give us the will and the desire to say yes to you and no to the enemy. Oh God, this morning we need a change, oh God. We need you, oh God, to renew our minds. We need you, oh God, to save souls. We need you, oh God, to transform us, oh God, from the unrighteous to the righteous. Oh God, all in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name, the only name that matters, the name, oh God, above every other name, the powerful name of Jesus, the sweetest name that we know, oh God. We're asking it in that mighty name that we pray, and we believe it to be so, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, oh God. Father, we bless you this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. God, we thank you, God, that you connected us, God, as one voice on this morning, God, to come before your presence, Lord, lifting up cares and concerns, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we trust and believe that your word declares that with a righteous cry, that the Lord hears him and delivers him out of all of his troubles. And so we thank you on this morning, God, for a heart to cry out, for a mind to seek your will, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are touching us, God, and giving us what to pray in these hours and in these moments, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, in an hour, God, where men's hearts are failing them with fear, in an hour, oh God, where our minds are so consumed, hallelujah, with so many things, Father, I thank you that you are causing us, God, hallelujah, to set our affections on those things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. And so, Father, this morning, we collectively just release our sound of praise. And so I need you this morning, just even begin to open your mouth and release your praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As one
thank
voice,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Release that sound.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, bless your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let us begin to praise
you.
Hallelujah,
your God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh God, you're worthy. Bless your name, oh God. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, oh, God. There
come on, release the sound of worship. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, how wonderful, oh, God, is your God.
Thank you, Lord, for the words of the Lord. Praise is comely on the upright. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
We praise the name, oh God.
Oh God, we thank you for your provision, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you for being our healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. The refreshing sound. Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, God, for causing us to follow your script. Oh, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for you have declared in your word that you know the thoughts that you have for us, that they are thoughts of good and not of evil, that you're bringing to us an expected future. And so we thank you on this morning for that expected future. We thank you, oh, God, for the opportunity. We thank you for the open door. We thank you for the open way. Oh, God, we thank you for the wind, oh, God, of encouragement that blows this morning. Thank you for refreshing winds that are being released right now. God, we declare it even now in the name of Jesus that the wind of God is moving. God, and that it is God moving out of our atmosphere. Everything that's not like you. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your mercy, God, is accessible unto us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you have given us access. Oh, God, that we're not shut out. God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing separates us from your love, and that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that when the enemy comes upon us, like a flood, that your spirit has raised up a standard. Thank you for the standard of God that is being raised in this hour. Thank you, oh God. I thank you for your standard in this hour, Father. I thank you that you are our preservation, that you are preserving us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, for that today, we just rejoice. Oh God, we rejoice that none of these plagues, oh God, shall come nigh our dwelling. Oh God, that we will and we shall abide in the secret place of the Most High God. Oh God, he can let the Most shine. God, that we're under the shadow of your wings. Oh God, that you are our protection. And so, Father, this morning we bless you for our family. God, we bless you for our friends. We bless you, oh God, for everything and everyone that's giving life. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, for our family members that are God dealing, oh God, with sicknesses in their body, but you, Lord, are preserving them. Oh God, we thank you for it now. We thank you, oh God, that you are with them. We thank you on this morning, Lord God, God, that you are making visitation, God, to where they are right now. Oh God, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your blessing them. I thank you for your watching over them. I thank you for keeping them, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and by your right hand, oh God, you are upholding us. God, I thank you, oh God, that you're the one that stabilizes our feet. Oh God, that you keep us even in the slippery places. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. You are the God that keeps us. Oh my God, God, you are a keeper. And I thank you this morning for longevity. Oh God, I believe you this morning, God, that you're watching over us and such a way. God, in the name of Jesus, that we speak, even as the word of the Lord declares that when we bind the word of God to our neck, God, that long life shall satisfy us. And so we thank you, God, for long days in the earth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that the enemy shall not come upon us unaware. But you said in your word that I've given unto you to know, God, Satan devices. Oh God, and so I thank you right now. Oh God, that you're exposing him and his works. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, that our eyes are open to see. Oh God, that you give us eyes to recognize. Oh God, what is in our midst, Father, I bless you for it this morning. I bless you for understanding. I bless you for wisdom. I thank you, God, that you're teaching us daily how to walk circumspectly. Oh God, and those that redeem the time, understanding that the day is evil. Oh, but God, we pray. Oh God, we pray today, God, for your covering and your protection. We declare today that you are Emmanuel, that you are God with us in this moment, in the moment that we face. Father, be Emmanuel. Oh God, and provide whatever we need, be the great I am. Oh God, he under the bush. Oh God, we bless you for it on this morning, and I thank you. Oh God, it cannot make no idea. I God, that you're making haste to deliver even now.
Oh, God,
thank you,
the
Lord.
In this moment. Oh,
ooh,
God,
thank you, Lord.
Us from the snare of the
fowler.
Thank you, God. I thank you, oh, God, that you have called us to escape the trap. Oh, God, and that you've even told us that there is no temptation unto us, which is not coming unto man, but in every temptation. Oh, God, you have made a way of an escape that we might be able to bear it. I thank you that we know our way out. I thank you, God, for every door that is open for us. Oh, God, and so today we ask you, crush, God, the plan of our enemy, destroy, I, God, every evil work, come against every evil incantation, come against, God, every word that's been spoken, oh, God, that did not originate in you, tear down the high places, oh, God, turn back the feet of those that conspire wickedness against us, oh, God, I pray this morning, I, God, that you are our shield and our buckler, that you are our help, and that right early, I, God, that you are here to help us, oh, my God, am I no shame, for your word declares that in the time of trouble, you will hide us, oh, God, and so I thank you, I, God, am I no shame, I, God, that in trouble times, I, God, you are hiding us, you are God, am I no shame, I, God, that you are our rear guard, make good run to the house, make good run day. I, God, so show yourself even now. Show yourself now. And we pray today for better morning. I, God, for your word declares, blessed are they that mourn, but they shall be comforted. And so I pray for those, I, God, that are in the time of bereavement. Oh, God, Emmanuel Shea, I, that you are their comforter, that the God of all comfort and all grace, I, God, make visitation now. Speak peace to them, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, send your angels even now into the room. I, God, lift the spirit of grief off of them, Father. I, God, and let them rest in the comfort of the truth of your word. Oh, my God, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, Father, let them rest in knowing, I, God, that those, oh, God, that have departed the earth realm are now in your presence. And God, you're a good caretaker. I thank you that you're taking care of their family. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. I, God, that you're speaking peace to them even now. Oh, God, and that you're having your way even now. So, Father, just rest, rest, rest on us. Rest on us. Breathe on us. Oh, God, I pray today. Every burden I sense this morning, every weight I sense this morning, Father, I lay it at your feet. I pray this morning, God, I come into agreement with those, oh, God, that are carrying heavy burdens this morning, Father. I come into agreement, Father, and we cast it. We cast it before you, for you said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. My God, and so, Father, we hand in the hand, Father, to cast the cares. We come hand in the hand, oh God, I, God, to leave them at your feet. Oh, my God, things that they can utter and things, oh God, that they're too ashamed to speak of. Those cares we lay at your feet. Oh, God, because we know we can trust you. We can trust you when we can't trust anybody else. We can trust you to move in it. We can trust you to help us. Oh, God, we trust you with every private struggle. We trust you, God. I, God, with every temptation. I, God, I, God, that calls us in the late night hour, Father. We thank you, I, God, that you are, oh, God, nigh unto those that be of a broken and a contrite spirit. And so, Father, I thank you that the spirit of contrition be upon us. I, God, that we not be ashamed to open up our and cry out for help. You are our helper. God, I thank you. You are our Ebenezer, our rock of help. And so we thank you on this morning for being the place, oh God, that we can come to, for being the rock that's higher than we are. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Oh, come on and give him glory this morning. Release the sound of glory into the air this morning. Glorify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Oh, come on and just give him glory on this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Scripture declares, they that hope in the Lord shall never be brought to shame.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shall never be defeated.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Actually, I don't know if you know a little bit of that song, but if we can close out with that, because I can think of the words, we shall never be defeated. Because God, what is that song? Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Mm. Because God. It's the greatest power.
Yeah.
We shall never, ever be defeated. Because God is the greatest power. We shall never, ever be defeated. Because God is the greatest power. We shall never, ever be defeated. Because God is the greatest power. We shall never, ever be defeated. Because God is the greatest power. We shall never, ever be defeated, we shall rise with the victory. No weapon formed won't against me, 'cause because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We shall never be defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is the greatest power. Jesus. Hallelujah. And in that, we rejoice on this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with that mind on today. Hallelujah. That God is greater than any obstacle that you can face, any situation that comes into your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in faith this morning.
Praise
believing
God.
It. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You've got to claim that by faith. You've got to claim that way of thinking by faith. Thank you, Lord. We shall never be defeated.
Never.
God,
Jesus.
He is the greatest power.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
So I thank the Lord for, hallelujah, for what he's doing. Jesus, hallelujah. In your
life, hallelujah,
I bless him for it. I thank him for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we celebrate each other. We celebrate every victory. Jesus.
Amen.
And collectively we come against every area that tries to defeat any of us, any one of us. Collectively we tear it down. Hallelujah. We tear down any obstacle, any situation. Jesus, that comes against my sister, that comes against my brother, because God truly is the greatest power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we rejoice with those that rejoice. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This has been our time of intercessory prayer. We thank you for joining us on this morning. We pray that the rest of your day is just as blessed and that you go in the spirit of this prayer on this morning. Again, this concludes our time of intercessory prayer. God bless you and go in peace.
God bless you, Pastor Glenn. God
bless you also. God bless you.
Hallelujah.